Towel.
It's called a towel. And to dry yourself with.
Towel. Bath towel. Dishes would be more of a dish towel than bath, be a bath towel.
What do you call the thing that the water comes out of in the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Do you call it the same thing if it comes out in the yard?
I do.
You hear it call something else?
Spigot. Another one that's not used very much as far as I know around here.
And what about if you had like a barrel or something? What would you call the thing on there?
Bung.
A what?
B-U-N-G, bung.
That's
the hole in that. That's the thing. Spout.
Called the spout with the word. The bung, though, is the what?
The bung is the hole. It closes the hole up in the barrel.
I've never heard that. Did you have anything in the kitchen that would you let, like, you know, have a wide mouth and a little piece to pour something in? Like if you had a glass and you wanted to fill this can, you'd put a what?
A funnel?
I don't know if you have a funnel or not. On Monday, after they'd washed the clothes, what would they put them in and take them to the line to dry?
Basket.
And earlier you said around the a barrel ran metal
rings. Well, bands.
Do they ever call those bands anything else? Like hoops?
Yeah. The hoops were more, I think, more of wood around barrels.
I didn't know.
I think they were. Well, I don't know. They'd be metal, too.
And if you had a wine bottle, what would you put in the top?
Stopper.
And?
Cork.
But you'd call it a stopper? What about if it was made out of glass or something, like in a decanter? You call it?
Stopper, glass stopper.
And when you were a child, did you have a little... Or you play in your mouth?
I never could play with them. I tried, but I never could. Juice harp.
And what about, is that the one that you play back and forth, or the one you twang?
The one you play back and forth, I believe.
What about the one you twang? You know which one I'm talking about?
I think, yeah, but I think it I've just had them call both the same thing.
Those juice harp. And if you had some nails, you'd use a what to hit them with?
Hammer. With my thumb between it.
And if you wanted to break the ground out here, what would you use?
A plow.
You have some different kinds of this?
And disc plow, mold board plow.
What were they like? Just tell it to me about.
Mold board had a big wing on it, would turn stuff over. And the disc is wheels. These little discs right together that chop it up more than break the ground.
Is the disc the kind that a lot of them on there?
Yeah, a lot of them, and they break it up into smaller pieces, break up the clods.
Would you ever call like a disc harrow?
This kind of is the same thing, except it's got prongs that stick in the ground, and then you pull them through, and it works like a disc, but levels the ground a little more than the disc.
What's a gee-whiz? I heard that somebody say that once. You ever heard of that? It's a kind of flower?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can think of what it is now. I have heard of it.
Of a... You don't know what it is?
No, I don't.
And if you want to straighten your hair, you use a comb and
a brush?
And you use the brush to...
Smooth the hair.
You say, I'm going to go
brush my hair.
Yes. And what about if you had a straight razor, what would you...
You'd strop it.
And
Or horn it.
Oh, what?
This is stropping would be this way, and rubbing around on a rock would be horning.
I didn't know that.
H-O-R-N-I-N-G. Horning my razor.
And if you had a revolver or something, and you wanted, you'd put a what in that to shoot?
A cartridge.
And when you were a child, did you have a toy that looked like this? And you'd sit up on a plank, and a child would sit on each end?
No, it was a teeter saw.
And so what would you say you were doing if you were sitting on
a... Seesawing.
And what about... one with a, take it like a stuff or something.